Centrelink is set to find itself in court for their controversial robo-debt scheme. The Wire's reporter Annabelle McKinnon has the story.
Ranging from unfair debt to stress and suicide, robo-debt has taken its toll on Australians far and wide. Now, Gordon Lawyers is fighting back with a potential class action. Principal lawyer James Norton told me about the fight against Centrelink.
One of the difficulties with this system really is the way that Centrelink has used a data matching process and an algorithm to try and identify whether welfare recipients have been paid more than they're entitled to. The problem with the approach that they've taken is that the system that they've used is very flawed. It uses annual income data from the ATO and it averages that out against people's fortnightly earnings. And that can mean that people get caught up in a situation where they might be legitimately entitled to payment for a particular fortnight, but because annual information is used, annual data, it gives rise to an alleged debt.
So to what extent do you think these people affected can be compensated?
The claim that we're making is that where people who were legitimately entitled to welfare had those payments taken off them or demands made of them by debt collectors and or have their tax returns taken by the government, that that's unjust enrichment and that money should be paid back to them.
Do you expect this class action to bring a little bit of justice to the victims?
We would hope that the class action vehicle, which allows many people who have a common legal problem to approach the courts to get redress, will deliver an outcome for these people. And in circumstances where it's very hard for these people often to bring cases or bring claims under their own name, the class action process gives people the ability to join together to have their common issues, their common legal questions heard before the court.
Kate, which is not her real name, was issued a robo-debt notice by Centrelink a few years ago. She told me about how her complicated ordeal began.
I got a notification saying that I might have a debt with Centrelink, and I thought I had done something wrong, but I actually checked the date and it was from several years ago. So I went back through it and I realised that it was actually when I went from being on a student allowance to going into full-time work. Within about 2 weeks of reporting that I had a full-time income, my student allowance just... But what happened was when the robo-debt thing came around is that it took my overall income for that year and it flagged it as saying my income was too high on my tax return because I was in full-time work and it said that I had a debt. Start the debt review process and all of that, but every person you talk to, you have to re-explain it right from the beginning, which was extremely frustrating. And it took about 6 months of hours and hours on the phone to Centrelink, explaining again, and trying to figure out what was going on. I was on a parenting payment, a single parent payment at the time, so had a young daughter, and they actually started taking money out of my payment after I actually flagged what was going on.
What kind of toll did it take on you knowing that you had those payments being taken out of a single parent fund that they were giving you?
It was extremely frustrating. It was actually very, very stressful. I was a single parent and a student, so I have a great support system and I'm incredibly grateful that I had a chance to be able to study while having a kid, but it was so incredibly stressful with uni on top of that as well.
So how did you go about proving to Centrelink that they were wrong in your circumstance?
I actually had to go back to an old employer. So I left and I had to follow up and get all my individual weekly pay slips and submit them to Centrelink, which they promptly lost and they didn't tell me. So after I called back and said, hey, what's going on? I haven't heard anything. They would keep telling me, oh, you know, it'll take at least a month. So by sort of 2 months, I had to follow back up with them again. They said, we can't see anything. So I had to resubmit it again.
So they weren't particularly helpful then?
I actually filed complaints with Centrelink because it was just so bad and I was treated so bad in the process. Like, I'm all for robo-debt flagging stuff that comes up, but if they had someone on the other end, like after it was flagged and they actually just looked at what had happened, if that was actually the case, no one would go back into full-time work. Stay on Centrelink. It's very frustrating that I was getting punished for getting full-time work.
They're potentially launching this class action against Centrelink. Do you expect it to give you or any of the other people affected by this justice?
For me, justice is not what I'm looking for. It honestly isn't. I'm not looking for justice. I'm not looking for money. I just want them to change the system and have a person there or have a better assessment process.
That was Kate. She's a victim of Centrelink's automated robo-debt scheme, talking in the wake of the news that Centrelink will be being taken to court in a class action.